Well, good morning. You are listening to Dr. Will's Happy Heads podcast. It's been a while since I've made a post, so I didn't want you to think that I was ignoring you or just not paying attention to those that like to listen once in a while. So anyways, no, we have been busy, as you know. Spring has sprung, and here we are trying to get our things together, and we are planning on a trip coming up next month outside of the country. So many things have been happening, but so let me talk to you about building a happy, healthy life. I hope that you have been doing that and continuing to do that this year. Building a happy and healthy life needs to bring about the opportunity to allow yourself to love and to be loved by you, by yourself, and other people. I think that one of the most important things that we need in building a happy life is to know the key things that matter most to you. Because we get wrapped up and involved in what matters most to other people, what is most important to our supervisor, what is most important to our partners, what is most important to our children, what is most important to the community, the church, the temple, whatever the case may be. But know the key things that really matter most to you. Make those, highlight those. That will bring you happiness. It is important to have boundaries, of course. And sometimes we do need to say no, which is a very difficult thing to do when you are trying to keep your own happiness by maintaining someone else's as well. Well, let each person keep and maintain their own happiness. And if you have to say no, just say no and then move on. And this is important because we need to learn where we stop, where our limits are. And we also need to learn not to push them over the fence just because of a particular interest of someone else. I think that also, you know, we have to come to discover who you are. Listen, you want to be happy, you need to sit down, you need to use mindful meditation, and you need to find a life that is true and authentic to you, not necessarily to anyone else, but to you. And once you find the authenticity of your own life, then you begin to find happiness, because you see things coming about the way that you would like it to be, not the way that other people may expect things to be. I've come to realize sometimes learning to ignore things is one of the greatest path to find peace and happiness. So don't take trivial things into account so seriously. You know, we are very good at preparing to live, but not very good at living. We know how to sacrifice 10 years for a college degree, and we are willing to work very hard to get a job, a car, a house, and so on. But we have difficulty remembering that we are alive in the present moment. The only moment there is for us to be alive is the present moment. Make it significant. Make it unique. Make it yours. And remember, it is your head and it is your happiness. So keep a happy head.